They just sang my message. This year is all about walking with Jesus. So we're trying something new tonight. Be patient with us on the web. They're going to try and get my PowerPoint up. Yay. So, I have to ask the tech, do I touch my screen? Okay. Thank you. You ready to build? So tonight we're going to talk about 5782. Is a year to be apostolically aligned, to build with the Father and the Son. 5782 is the year of Tav Shin Pei Beit. Remember, in Hebrew you read from right to left. So the Beit is on your left. Literally means, may it be the year of Pei Beit. On September 6th at sunset, we entered into Rosh Hashanah for 5782. We began a new year. This year we need to understand the prophetic significance of both Hebrew letters Beit and pay. Your screen is changing, but mine is not. The year of pay bait, is a year in which our voices should carry the apostolic authority of the Father and the Son to build with them and release their heart for harvest in the earth realm. That is, Father's desire is harvest. I love technology. We decree this year, you will know and you will carry the liberty of their love and be carried by the liberty of their love throughout this year. This year, surrender. The year of pay bait, 57 could be interpreted as, may it be the year of. And 82 is the season to come, face to face. Those are pay words, as you remember from the past 2 years. We must also mature this year, and we must learn to decree and build. The season of pay is the season to speak with grace and authority. Job 22:28 says, you will decide and decree a thing. What are you hearing Father say? That's what you decide. That is what you decree. And it shall be established for you, and the light of God's favor shall shine upon your ways. How many of you want His favor to be the light shining on your ways? I do. As you watch this year, do not be captured by hope deferred. Hope deferred has to do with your desires. The second half of that Proverb 13:12 is a desire fulfilled as a tree of life. Most of us have been captured by hope deferred because we have made our desire, and not Father's desire, our desire. So this year, don't allow the enemy to capture you in hope deferred. Ask Father, ask Jesus what it is His desire for you this year. Ask the Father to set you free and restore His vision in you. You know, Father, as we said in communion, has a vision for each of us. That's your book. Psalm 139:16. You each have a book. It's his vision. It's all good stuff. There's no sin. There's no shortcomings. Nothing lacking. Ask him to reveal it to you this year. This is a year where we need fresh vision to move forward. From a Hebrew perspective, Pei-Bet is principally the year of the voice of the Son. Boundaries start to be drawn this year, and space is made for new things to be birthed from the preceding year as Father spoke. You know, that's how Father builds, as you'll see in a few moments. He speaks something, Jesus does it. This is a year of new houses. This is a year of new enterprises. Things start to take shape this year, which will prepare us for the rest of this decade of the 5780s, or as we know it, the 2020s. This year, governmentally, we will see governments and ruling houses start to change. We're seeing that already around the world in the last 6 weeks, where governments are starting to shake. Old houses and old governments will fall away, and the new will begin to emerge. Father is doing something. Your intercession should not have stopped at the 2020 elections or the 2021 inauguration. Father has all of the governments of the earth, and he is about to do some shaking and some shifting. This is the year in which the voice of the Shepherd King, that's Jesus, who holds the iron scepter of God, will be heard. His voice is going to be amplified this year, and his justice will be revealed. Many of us do not want the justice of Jesus, but we need the justice of Jesus because it is just. It is not fair. It is just, according to Father's word. Again, this year is the year of turmoil. Among the turmoil and refuge found in the house of God, is the house of God sort of in a mess when we look around the world? Yes. Not the one that's made from bricks and mortar. This is not the house of God. This is the place where we assemble to get out of the elements so we can meet with one another before him. He is looking for his house constructed with you, living stones, the saints. Father has spoken, and now the voice of his Son must be heard. My screen changes faster than yours. Na 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 na. From a Hebrew perspective, this year, a new prophetic voice begins to emerge. It is time for fathers and mothers to make the way for sons and daughters. It is not time for holding on to the past. We will see in this house and in this family, we will see the youth rise up with revelation. We will see them prophesy. We will see them move with words of wisdom and words of knowledge. We will see them move with tongues and interpretation. Does that mean that us with gray hair or no hair have to get out of the way? No. It means we have to nurture them so they can accelerate what took us 40 years to walk into. This year, the voice of Christ will be heard afresh in the house of God. We are going to hear fresh revelation of Jesus made manifest through his sons and his daughters, and not just from the pulpit. And look for it to go out into the highways and the byways. Look for those who have embraced him to carry him everywhere they go. From a Hebrew perspective, this year his sound will resonate in and through his sons and daughters. And in the body of Christ as we gather together in unity of the Holy Spirit. This is what Ephesians chapter 6 is all about, is unity of the bride in the Holy Spirit built up in love. All of the gifts working together so each of us can do what Jesus created us to do. Heal the sick, cast out devils, raise the dead, and preach the good news. That's what my Bible says. There is a special grace for the kingdom of God to be preached through each of us this year as His houses of prayer. Last February of 2020, before everything shut down at a Reform Rochester out at Jubilee, the Lord said He was making each of us to be portable portals of His presence. In other words, no longer do we have to come into one place to receive what He wants to release through us. He wants you to be like a sea sponge. You know those big old sea sponges? They hold so much water, sometimes you can barely lift them up. He wants to send you so full of glory in His presence, and He wants to squeeze you out until there's nothing left. And then He wants you to come back and get filled up again so He can go squeeze you out someplace else as a portable portal of His presence. The year 5781 was all about the Father's voice. But in 5782, new things start emerging, including unusual or new partnerships, and creative powers become evident. Begin to look at things differently when Father says, I want you to go partner with that one. And you got all of these excuses. The question is, will you lay aside your excuses and follow the leading of the Holy Spirit and the Son? Strong prophetic and apostolic voices access the kingdom this year and speak forth as revelations are received. In other words, expect to hear revelation and always confirm it with the word of the Lord. Confirm it with what has been spoken. If you receive private revelation, personal revelation, confirm it with what has been spoken over you and review it with those who are in your oversight. The beginning of a new era starts now, this month, Tishri, the first month of 5782. Do not despise small things. If you're building a treehouse for your kids, do you start with a large platform? Or do you start with something small so you can get up into the tree? Don't despise what looks small, because Father is going to crescendo your agreement with Him, and He's going to amplify and accelerate the work you do with Him this year. So this year we need to talk about pay. That is how pay is spelled. Pay literally means the mouth as a means of blowing. Specifically, it means the edge of the face. Pay words include redeem, deliver, visitation, and prosper. Expect angelic visitation to increase this year. Don't expect the same angels you had last year, because Father's been releasing new angels. Yes, you've still got those same angels. Most of them are waiting for you to activate them. They get activated by your voice. In agreement with Father, they then are empowered to do what He created them to do. Prosper is a pay word. I know none of you want that. You know why most of us don't prosper? I pray you prosper and be in health as your soul prospers. Unless we allow the Son to touch our soul, we will never walk in the prosperity that Father intended for us to walk in. Consider Abraham. He allowed his soul to bless the Lord, and the Lord prospered him. Consider Isaac. He had exponentially more than his father. Consider Jacob or Israel. Again, when they allowed their soul to be blessed in the Lord, He prospered them. Other pay words are redemption, deliverance, division. Remember, there's good and bad in every pay word. Distinction. Learn to distinguish or discern this year. Separation, guilt, transgression. Yes, you will see the transgressors be more aggressive in their transgression, but you will see Father be more merciful in His grace as we speak over what He's entrusted to us. He's entrusted you with more than just your marriage, your kids, and your house, and your land. He's entrusted you with spheres of influence in this region, in this state. It means to kindle a fire. How many of you ever build a campfire? You just throw a couple logs on it and poof. You start with some tinder. Some very small ignitable material. And then you layer some kindling on top of it. And then you begin to build your fire. Allow the Lord to kindle His fire in you afresh every day this year. If you want to know pay words, miracle and wondrous things are two of the pay words in Psalm 119, 129 through 136. Those are the eight pay verses of Psalm 119. 119, 129 through 136. Your testimonies are wonderful, O Lord. Do it again. Miraculous works, wondrous things. A pay word that I don't have in my notes tonight because we've talked about them the last 2 years is panim. It means face. This is a year to be panim, panim with the Lord. Face to face with Jesus. If you do nothing else, spend quality knee time face to face with Jesus. I had to be very careful not to promote an Apple product. Spend time with the Lord face to face with Him. Those of you with apples know what I'm talking about. I don't have an apple, by the way. They're all defective. They have a bite out of them. So in this pay year, the feasts of God, the appointed times, become increasingly important in each year. Passover and Purim are both pay words. Both of these feasts are about deliverance. If you are not freer this year than you were last year, see someone. You should be. And if you're not freer in 5782 than you were in 5781, see someone. You should be. Every year in this decade, you should be freer. And by the time we get to 5790, we should be so free. People are running to us to touch the hem of our garment or the cuff of our pants so they can get free. Do you think it can happen? This side of the room does. That side of the room definitely does. They're hopping up and down in the back row. So let's look at bait because this is the year of pay bait. The second letter of the Hebrew alphabet is bait and it represents the number 2 in Hebrew. So the year is not spelled 5782. It's spelled Shin Tav Shin Bait Pay Bait. It's spelled with words. It's counted out with words. Being the second letter of the Hebrew alphabet, bait represents duality. There can be things happening, both good and bad. It represents more than just a singular. Last year was all about the Father. This year is about the Son, but the Son does nothing without the Father. In ancient Hebrew, the letter bait was the picture of a house. Abba, Father, is the strength of the house. Bait words are house, dwelling place, home, household, including generational lineages. Ancestors and descendants are bait words. Father is interested not just in one generation, but in every generation. How long are his promises? To 1,000 generations of those who love and serve him. One day I tried to do a quick calculation from Adam and Eve till now. And if you say 40 years, has been 140 generations. If you say 20 years, has been maybe 300 generations. But he said his promises are sure to 1,000 generations. You'll see throughout this year, 5782, Father is interested in how you work across generations. He is looking still for 3 generations to worship him in spirit and truth so he can move and build what he desires. This is the year to let the Father and Son show you how you are to build their house. Not my house, their house. That's a pretty nice house. This is the year God wants to bless his house. Bait words include blessing, full of provision, and plunder. There are going to be some battles the Lord calls you to this year where your prosperity comes by gathering in the plunder.
But I don't like to fight.
Tough. You were created to be a warrior. To go... Hello, Lucifer? Can I come in? No, we're to kick down that gate. You are to be such a dynamic force, the gates of hell cannot resist you. And when you go in, you plunder. Last week, we dealt a little bit with Python. The way you deal with Python is slit his belly open because he wants to strangle you. And when you slit his belly open, you get everything he swallowed. That's plunder. Remember when they worshipped Second Chronicles 20:20. The Lord set ambushes. Don't think warfare is the same thing every time. And he defeated all of their enemy, and they spent 3 days picking up the plunder. Other bait words are heir, harvest, and gain. This is a year to make sure that we're moving generationally and seeing the harvest. That means reaching back and grabbing those, like the word came earlier in the service, that are on the sidelines and make sure they get in. Other bait words are gospel, good news, and preach. You don't have to have a degree or a title to preach the good news. I know some people who change tires who are much better at public speaking than I am. And they speak to everyone who comes in and gets their tires changed. And they leave with an earful, whether they wanted it or not. Oh yes, it is very all right. You need to be bold this year. He wants to roar through you this year. He being the Son. Oh, wait a minute. Do we need an altar call? How many of you have the hope of glory, Jesus Christ dwelling in you? He wants to roar through you this year. 5782 will be a year in which there is a fresh anointing for evangelism coming upon each of his sons and daughters. Hi. I'm from the first church on the last corner. And we don't have tracks, we have frisbees. That isn't going to cut it. Signs, wonders, and miracles, as you'll see, are the anointing for your evangelism. In Scripture, bait words reveal three major themes which are important in 5782. The first is first fruits. We know about first fruits in this house. Casey and I started celebrating first fruits in July of 1984. It's been a couple of days. Every new beginning honors God when we give Him our first and our best. That's what first fruits is all about. Giving Him the first and the best and allowing Him to bless the rest. My screen stopped. Proverbs 3, 9 and 10. Honor the Lord with your capital and sufficiency from righteous labors and with the first fruits of all your income, so your storage places will be filled with plenty and your vats shall overflow with new wine. How many of you want more than enough? Most of us. He wants to overflow us. We need a better way. It's not good when you get frustrated talking. Matthew 6:33. But seek, aim at, and strive after first of all His kingdom and His righteousness, which is His way of doing and being right. And then all these things will be taken together and given you besides. That is first fruits. We are only in Rochester because of this verse. Seeking first the kingdom of God. We, meaning my family. First fruits is talked about in Deuteronomy 26, 1 through 19. When you give the first sheaf, that's a handful of wheat, and you wave it before the Lord, it activated God's promise to set you and everyone that brings that first sheaf high above all else. How many of you want those promises? How many of you want to be above and not beneath? Honor the Lord. The second thing revealed by bait this year that's important is covenant. Covenant is a bait word. It's bereath. It means cutting. To make a compact made by passing between pieces of flesh. If you remember, when the Lord cut covenant with Abraham, Abraham had to prepare all of the animals the Lord directed to, and then the Lord walked back and forth between them. Bereath means to select, to choose, to create, to covenant. The Lord has chosen you, and He has covenanted with you through the blood and the body of Jesus Christ. The first use of bereath in Scripture is found in Genesis 6:18 with God talking to Noah. But I will establish my covenant with you. You shall enter the ark, you, your sons, your wife, and your sons' wives with you. Again, the Lord wants generational covenant. This is a year where we need to begin thinking about going beyond. I'm writing a 5-generational plan for my family. And as you know, there's 3 generations alive right now. The understanding of covenant and the generational blessings of covenant will be key for our transitioning from 5781 to 5782 and beyond. Unless we understand covenant, we cannot move in the fullness of the Lord in the rest of this decade. Psalm 103 is all about the blessings and the benefits of our covenant with Yahweh. We are forgiven and healed. We all like that. We are kept safe. We all like that. We are loved. Some of us need to allow Him to love us. We are blessed. and we are made new. You are no longer the old you. So stop living like it. Psalm 103, 17 and 18 in the Amplified reads, "The mercy and loving kindness of the Lord are from everlasting to everlasting upon those who reverently and worshipfully fear Him. And His righteousness is to His children's children." Sounds like He's interested in our grandkids. "To such as keep His covenant." We need to be instructing the generations about the covenant of the Lord. Hearing, receiving, loving, and obeying it. It's one thing to talk about it. It's another thing to embrace it and live it. "And to those who earnestly remember His commandments to do them, imprinting them on their hearts." By the way, the bait passages of Psalm 119 are 9 through 16. "I have treasured Your word in my heart so I may not sin against You," is verse 11. Let His word, that's Jesus, be the one who speaks to you this year. The covenant of God. Covenant means God is absolutely committed to you. When you said yes to Jesus, Father, Son, and Spirit were unabashedly and unfailingly committed to you, fulfilling their destiny for you. But covenant also means you need to be absolutely committed to Him. Well, maybe I'll go to church today. I was listening to something I was driving yesterday, and they said, "How many times a week do you read your Bible?" I read my Bible at least once every day. And the next word out of the radio host's mouth was, "Maybe you need to do it more." How much of the sun do you want this year? He is the Word of God. He's absolutely committed to you. The third thing we see in Scripture that's important in this bait year is a commitment to bless Israel. Father is watching. Apple is a double bait word, baba, meaning the pupil of the eye or the apple of your eye, the most sensitive part of your body. Our attitude toward Israel reflects our true attitude toward God. Israel is His first nation, first and foremost. And our attitude toward Israel reflects whether or not we have a heart toward the Father. He's the only one who knows, by the way. You can fake me, you can fake all the people around you, but you can't fake Father. Our attitude toward Israel reflects our true heart toward God as seen in Psalm 122 verses 6 and 7. "Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they prosper who love You, the holy city. May peace be within Your walls and prosperity within Your palaces." Let me tell you, this has been part of my prayer every day for decades. Pray for the peace and the prosperity of Israel, because if you don't, you won't prosper. Can God be mocked? No. If He spoke it, He meant it. Our attitude toward Israel reflects our true attitude toward God and determines if we will walk in His blessings. This house is blessed because for at least a decade, and if not more, we sow missions every month into Israel. We take God's word seriously. When they were struggling last year, you know that we sent a special alms offering to feed, golly, I forget how many families it was. It was like 900 families. Genesis 12:3, and I will bless those who bless you, who confer prosperity or happiness upon you, and curse him who curses you or uses insolent language toward you. In you, Israel, will all the families and kindred of the earth be blessed, and by you they will bless themselves. He's pretty clear. There's no gray with Father, just glory. 5782 is all about the Son. To paraphrase John the Baptist, 5782 is a year to behold the Son. Remember he said, behold the Lamb of God? This is a year to behold the Son. Look for him. Seek him. This year is all about the Son. So if this year is all about the Son, we need to be asking the right questions. In the late 1800s, there was a phrase which became very popular among the Christians in North America. And that phrase was revived in the 1990s, but I don't really like that phrase because it's the wrong question. What would Jesus do? Most of you don't know that that phrase came from the late 1800s. People made a lot of money on it in the 1990s. But it's the wrong question. 5782 is all about our relationship with the Son. So Jesus answered them by saying, I assure you most solemnly, I tell you the Son is able to do nothing of himself, of his own accord, but he is able to only do what he sees the Father doing. Whatever the Father does is what the Son does in the same way in his turn. John 5:19. This year is all about the Son. What would Jesus do? This mindset places us in chronos time, fixed time, or special occasions. Well, Pastor Ron and Valerie will go witness to the lost this week. Not. When we have the mindset of what would Jesus do, we put him in a box and we stop moving forward with Holy Spirit. The question should be, we should be asking is, what is Jesus doing now? This mindset places us in Kairos time. The set or proper time, the season, the time for miracles. What are you doing, Jesus? If I'm seeking him face to face, I'm going to know what he's doing. I'm going to hear what he's saying. We will only know what Jesus is doing when we seek him face to face, and that is what 5782 is all about. Panim, panim, face to face. And this is the year to build with the Father and the Son. But let me ask you a question. How and what are you building? Thus says the Lord of hosts, this people says, the time is not come, even the time for the house of the Lord to be rebuilt. Then the word of the Lord came by Haggai the prophet, saying, it is time for you to consider yourselves to dwell in your paneled houses while this house lies desolate. Now therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. You have sown much, but harvest little. You eat, but there is not enough to be satisfied. You drink, but there is not enough to become drunk. You put on clothing, but no one is warm enough. And he who earns wages to put them into a purse with holes. Thus says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Haggai chapter 1, 2 through 7. That's where they're going in the Bible study, by the way. This is a year it is essential for us to build according to the Father's and Jesus' provision. Unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. Psalm 127, verse 1. So let me ask you, what are you building with? Paul said, some of you build with straw, hay, and stubble. That'll be consumed by the refining fire of Father's eyes. But Father told Paul to say, you should be building with gold and silver and precious stones. So what are you building with? Solomon built according to his father David's plan and his father David's provision. And so must we. Every time Father asked someone to build something for him on earth, heaven's blueprint came down. And heaven's resources became available. So what are you building with? Gold. We are to build with the glory of God. Silver. We are to build with the righteousness of Christ. And precious stones. We are to build with Father's saints. That's you and me. He is not looking for a house like this. There's nothing wrong with this house. He is looking for us to be walking together, built on the foundation of Jesus Christ and maturing in His Spirit. You can only do that when you allow glory, righteousness, and brothers and sisters to build with you. As we build this year, a new anointing for power evangelism will come on the body of Christ. As we build, He will fill us. Notice I'm not talking about building a little structure and hoping that God shows up. He came in with you tonight. He came in to inhabit your praises. Proverbs 9:1 says, wisdom has built her house. She has hewn out her seven perfect number of pillars. The seven perfect pillars speak of the sevenfold Spirit of God. We need to be building this way. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon Him, the Son, Jesus. The Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge, and the reverential, obedient fear of the Lord, Isaiah 11:2. Is Christ in you? Guess who's resting on Him? In you. These sevenfold manifestations of the Spirit of God. In June of 2017, Randy Baker and I were having lunch with Alistair Petrie. If you don't know who Alistair Petrie is, we brought him into the region to help us with awakening. Alistair has studied awakening revivals around the world. He's one of the experts in the world on what happens. He had just gotten back from looking at the early awakening in Scotland. And he said in every awakening that has touched the earth, has been the presence of the reverential spirit of the fear of the Lord. People, he said, in this new awakening, walking down the sidewalk, would not speak for fear that they would offend the Holy Spirit of the fear of the Lord. They learn self-control so the spirit of the fear of the Lord would come upon them. In every awakening of God, the presence of the Spirit of the fear of the Lord was always been manifest among the people. Expect to see an increase of that manifestation of His Holy Spirit in you and in the body of Christ this year. Wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, which only come from God, are essential for building your house, the place where you tabernacle with the Lord. Proverbs 24:3 says, through skillful and godly wisdom. How do you get wisdom? The fear of the Lord. A house is built, a life, a home, and a family. You cannot build a family without the spirit of the fear of the Lord resting on you. And by understanding this house, this life, this family is established on a sound and good foundation. Wisdom. We need to build with wisdom. This is what our building in 5782 is all about, drawing close to the Son and learning how to follow Him and build in wisdom. But how do we gain in wisdom? Proverbs 9:10. The reverent and worshipful fear of the Lord is the beginning, the chief and choice part of wisdom. And knowledge of the Holy One is insight and understanding. If you want wisdom, you have to ask Him, let me walk in the reverent and worshipful fear of the Lord. He's not going to consume you. He may purify you, but He's not going to consume you. The same spirit of the fear of the Lord present for awakening is required for us to build with gold, silver, and precious stones. We cannot handle the things important to the Father, His glory, Son's righteousness, and His saints, unless we walk in the spirit of the fear of the Lord. This is how Jesus is building for us. He is building for us this year by instilling wisdom in us. John 14:2, Jesus said, "In my Father's house are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you, for I go to prepare a place for you." He's building. Do you know, in Hebrew tradition, the groom always left, the betrothed man always left and built a place to take his bride. And after the marriage ceremony, he took her into that place. That is where we are in time right now, folks. Jesus is building a place for us in Father's glorious kingdom so He can come back and take us there. We got some work to do, so He'll come back. So let me ask you, will you build with the Son this year? He's not building a little shanty. He's not building a little just enough to get by. He's not building enough, just enough so that my credit card doesn't have to be paid before I get raptured. He is building with gold and silver and precious stones so you can stand the refiner's fire when it comes. This is a year to build with the Father and the Son. As we build with the Son in wisdom this year, we prepare ourselves for moving forward in 5783. 5783 will be the year of Pei Gimel. That's the year the camels come with all of the treasures. Proverbs 24:3 told us how to build. Proverbs 24:4 tells us what happens next. By knowledge shall its house, its chambers of every area be filled with all pleasant and precious riches. How many of you want precious and pleasant riches? This is how Father builds. This is how the Son builds. 5782, the year of Pei Beit, may be a turbulent year, but God is watching how we build so He can fill His bride with power and authority. We're already seeing this. How many of you know what happened in Australia? All of the earthquakes. How many of you heard what happened in the Canary Islands, the volcanoes and the earthquakes? How many of you heard about the hurricanes? The Lord is going to shake, but we need to know that in the midst of this turbulent times, He is causing us to build on the foundation of Jesus Christ so that what we build cannot be shaken. Now let me tell you something else about this year. 5782 or 2022 is a Shemitah year. Every 7 years was a Shemitah year. So when we did the pre-service, I said, we are 1 year away from next year. Shemitah started on September 6th, the first of Tishri, 5781. The first of Tishri, 5782, will be September 25th next year, and at sunset, we'll enter Tishri, 5783. and the Shemitah year will be over. What is the Shemitah year? In Leviticus 25, God told Moses, every seventh year the land is to rest and all debts are to be forgiven. Do you know that our banking system up until World War I, World War II, never allowed a mortgage to go beyond 6 years? Then we kiss the spirit of greed. Do you know that in 2001, all debts because of the market crash, because of 9/11, oh yeah, that was the Shemitah day. 2008, the market crashed. That was the Shemitah day. 2015, the market almost crashed on the Shemitah day. Father understands what he said, and he honors what he said. As you honor the Father and the Son this year, expect him to honor his word on your behalf. The promises. Honor him. Worship him. Giving is an extension of worship. It's an expression of honor. And finally, in 5782, as you build this year, be sure the presence of the Lord is your foundation, is your foremost building material, from the foundation to the finishing touches. Start in His presence and finish in His presence. Amen? Father, I release the blessing of 5782 over my brothers and sisters in the room, on the web, and when they listen to this message. I decree they will be the head and not the tail. They will prosper because they will submit their soul to you and they will walk in the prosperity of your presence. Father, I decree the goodness and the mercy of the Lord are their portion. And I send them to carry your spirit of the fear of the Lord and to carry your Son everywhere they go. I send them to preach the good news even to the cattle. I send them to preach the good news to those in the marketplace and to the halls of education and government in every mountain of culture. Father, I send them into the spheres you've created them to be your ambassadors in, so they may be your harvest laborers. And Father, I send them to build with the gold of your glory, the righteous silver, the righteousness of your Son, and to build with their brothers and sisters in the Lord. So precious stones and gold and silver are what they build with. Father, I decree as they build with you and the Son this year, what they build will stand the refining fire of your eyes. I say, Lord, show us your face, give us your blueprint, and lead us in your timing, in Jesus' name. Amen. I love you all. Have a blessed